Steve King pushes back on disparate midterm smear campaign. By Penny Starr on November 1, 2018. The left and the leftist media are targeting Representative Steve King. Because of his support for President Donald Trump's immigration reform agenda, including building a wall at the southern border and ending birthright citizenship for children of mothers in the United States illegally, which he put into proposed legislation in 2011. Great news. President Trump will end birthright citizenship for illegal aliens. I have been the leader and author to this legislation, H.R. 140, since 2011, and I am very happy that my legislation will soon be national policy. Thank you at Real Donald Trump. King tweeted. But King's earlier tweet was in response to the ongoing attacks by leftists and media, which King has called desperate and nasty. Americans, all created equal by God. With all our races, ethnicities, and national origins, legal immigrants and natural-born citizens together make up the shining city on the hill. These attacks are orchestrated by nasty, desperate and dishonest fake news. Their ultimate goals is to flip the House and impeach Donald Trump. Establishment never Trumpers are complicit, King tweeted. King's reaction is tame compared to claims about him, including in the Huffington Post, which headlined its article published on Monday. Iowa newspaper breaks tradition to back Representative Steve King's Democratic challenger. The Sioux City Journal opts not to support the white supremacist's re-election bid. The editorial board of a major Iowa newspaper has endorsed Representative Steve King's Democratic challenger for Congress, bucking its longtime support for one of the GOP's most openly racist lawmakers, the Huffington Post reported. The paper's editorial board condemned King's partisanship and refusal to distance himself from white nationalist views, the Huffington Post reported. King constantly retweets other white supremacists on Twitter, espouses Islamophobic views and has advocated against mixing cultures. Earlier this month, he endorsed Toronto mayoral candidate Faith Goldie, a white nationalist who has said she believes homosexuality facilitated the Holocaust. The Washington posted two recent hit pieces on King ahead of next week's midterm elections, with a congressman leading Democrat opponent J.D. Scholten by 18 points, according to a recent poll. One article, entitled, "Following the Pittsburgh Attack, Representative Steve King's Iowa Supporters Brush Aside Concern About His White Nationalist Views," implies that King and other Republicans could be complicit in the mass murder of 11 Jews at a synagogue in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. No one questioned whether their well-liked representative, Steve King, the U.S. congressman most openly affiliated with white nationalism, might be contributing to anti-Semitism or racism through his unapologetic embrace of white nationalist rhetoric and his praise of far-right politicians and groups in other nations, the Post reported. In his 16 years in the House, King has become better known for making incendiary remarks about immigration and race than for passing a bill, the Post reported. He has maligned some Latinos as having calves the size of cantaloupes because they're hauling 75 pounds of marijuana across the desert. He has defended the Confederate flag and displayed one on his desk, the Post reported. The Post also noted King's criticism of billionaire George Soros, who funds leftist causes across the United States but who is now seen as an unfair target despite his activism because he is Jewish. The Post also published a story on King losing the endorsement of Land O'Lakes Butter Company, which, according to the Federal Election Commission, gave $2,500 to King's campaign on June 29. King is an Iowa Republican who is the member of Congress most openly affiliated with white nationalism. He has retweeted a Nazi sympathizer and has displayed a Confederate flag on his desk, the Post reported. The article also explained how the smears against King were played out on social media. The Post reported. The news about Land O'Lakes's donation was amplified by prominent liberals. Former presidential candidate Howard Dean and former Think Progress editor-in-chief Judd Lgum tweeted about it, as well as TV host Soledad O'Brien. Each of their tweets has hundreds of replies calling for a boycott. In the wake of the Tree of Life synagogue shooting in Pittsburgh, King's white nationalist statements are once again under scrutiny. Fast Company reported that Intel, another company that donated to King, has dropped its support for his campaign. On Wednesday, The Hill joined the pile on King, reporting that Republicans are facing mounting pressure to speak out and take action against Representative Steve King. Arya, for his public support of white nationalist candidates and racially offensive comments. The Hill reported. The Anti-Defamation League on Wednesday urged GOP leaders to formally censure King and called on Ryan to strip King of his subcommittee chairmanship. And Representative Carlos Carabello, RFLA, a Hispanic lawmaker, said on MSNBC the same day that he would never vote for someone like King. The Hill also reported that some pollsters might change the Iowa race from Republican to leaning Republican. But King's campaign put out a statement after the poll showing the congressman was 18 points ahead of his opponent. Iowa voters are overwhelmingly choosing to stick with Congressman Steve King's proven leadership, and they are rejecting his opponent's nasty, desperate, and dishonest attacks funded by San Francisco liberals, the statement said. Follow Penny Star on Twitter.